You are listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast, episode 17. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we are joined by General Manager Shauna Turner to talk about outdoor concrete for countertop projects that'll help DIYers get it right the first time. Applying acid stain and concrete sealer in the summer months can be a challenge, especially if you live in a hot temperature climate. Here are a few tips. Thanks for joining us, Shauna.
Thank you.
What are some of the challenges homeowners face when acid staining and sealing outdoor concrete in the summertime?
Concrete temperature and wind conditions often determine success or failure for an acid stain project. Hot, dry conditions can cause acid stain to prematurely dry before properly reacting with the concrete. But how hot is too hot? Concrete really shouldn't be more than 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit for best staining results. Dry, windy conditions can wick the moisture from the concrete, leaving a blotchy, unattractive appearance behind, particularly when using both light and dark colors.
What can be done with outdoor concrete besides waiting until fall?
Well, it's not quite as bad as that. The most important step homeowners can take is to apply acid stain either late in the evening or early in the morning when the concrete temperatures are at their lowest. As the day heats up, so does the concrete, and air begins to pass through the surface. When temperatures are cooling, the concrete contracts and is therefore a better candidate for staining or sealing. Keep in mind that direct sunlight and ambient temperature are not the same thing. Lay a thermometer on the concrete surface and cover with a towel. If after 4 to 5 minutes the temperature is greater than 80 degrees Fahrenheit, do not stain. Another valuable tip is to lightly dampen, not flood, the concrete before applying acid stain to add moisture and prevent premature drying. Premature drying can retard color development and isn't helpful if you're working with multiple colors outdoors.
What about sealing specifically? I know hot temperatures can really cause problems. What should customers be looking out for?
Without question, do not attempt to seal in the heat of the day. Colored concrete in direct sunlight, especially dark browns and black, could be several times hotter than the ambient temperature, and just a few minutes of sunlight can raise the surface temperature very quickly. If the concrete is too hot, small air bubbles will often appear either during the application or just after. The air bubbles are formed by air rising through the concrete and becoming trapped in the sealer. Now the bubbles will eventually collapse and they'll leave behind an unattractive concave spot. Doesn't look good, especially on outdoor kitchen countertops. Finding the right time of day to apply concrete sealer during the summer months can be a challenge. Sealers, like acid stain, should be applied when the concrete is at its lowest temperature, either early in the morning or late in the evening. East-facing concrete should be sealed later in the day and west-facing early in the morning.
What time of year do you normally do maintenance on your decorative concrete?
Well, never if I can get away with it. No, I'm kidding. I usually do my resealing in the late spring when you can get a couple of rain-free days, and if that fails, before winter sets in. Because I live in Oklahoma where the summers are very hot, I seldom attempt to seal my exterior concrete during the summer months. It can be done, but most of the time I don't want to get up that early.
Thanks for the summertime acid staining and sealing advice. For more information on outdoor concrete projects, visit our blog at directcolors.com. If you'd like a free design consultation tailored to your project, send us pictures and a description by email or call us at 877-255-2656. We're here to help. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter, @directcolors, and Facebook. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.